Hey, I'm Chip Walton, and I am the digital producer for The Splendid Table. Our team has been listening through the archives, looking for interviews that are particularly useful right now, and I have to say, my mind, as it often does, went straight to bread. So many of you have been sharing photos on social media of beautiful loaves you've baked, but we've seen just as many people asking, what is an easy way to get started? That got me thinking back to when Bridget Lancaster from America's Test Kitchen told us about the easy steps to make a sourdough starter at home. Here's Bridget from her home kitchen.
So I'm Bridget Lancaster. I work for America's Test Kitchen, and we're here in my kitchen in Marblehead, just north of Boston. Today we're working on a little bit of sourdough, and George, my assistant, is always here to help me. Aren't you, George? So George is currently my favorite child. He is an 150-some-pound Newfoundland. George is a great crumb catcher. George would love the sourdough. Bread is one of George's favorite foods, isn't it, George? Yeah. So many people are really intimidated by sourdough, but it's basically, if you've ever had a goldfish and you've kept it alive for more than a couple of months, you can make sourdough. You need flour and you need water. And that's it. There's something great about starting a recipe with so little. And in the flour, there's wild yeast already in there. And there's bacteria in there as well. And the yeast and the bacteria get to work. It's like a little Pac-Man. They're starting to feed off of the natural sugars. And they start to procreate and they multiply, creating thousands and thousands of microorganisms. This is George telling me to be quiet. George, come here. Here, buddy. You want a cookie? He loves these little cookies, these little dog biscuits. So it's always good to use a glass container when you're starting sourdough. That way you can see what's going on underneath the surface. So the flour we're using is a mix, almost equal parts of whole wheat flour and all-purpose flour. It's a good idea to use organic flour for this because it's been processed less. So it's so easy to make. You have a cup of the flour mix and room temp water. For the water, you want to use distilled water, filtered water. You don't want to use tap water. Tap water has chlorine in it, and the chlorine has been shown to kill the yeast. Let me go get a wooden spoon. You can also use a rubber spatula for this. So I'm just mixing this together, and what you want to look for is the mixture to have no more streaks of dry flour. All right. I'm just going to put a piece of plastic wrap on it. We're going to leave it out here at room temperature. More fermentation happens at warmer temperatures. So putting this in the fridge is not a good idea at this point. Within 48 to 72 hours, it's going to start to bubble. And so that brings us to how we maintain our starter. Now we have to feed it. I would say this is the most high maintenance part of sourdough, but it's only about 2 weeks. So I've got another bowl here, and this is a starter that I made about 48 hours ago. I would let it go a little bit more, but you can see it's definitely a different texture from what we had before. The amount has pretty much doubled in size. It's puffy. There's a little bit of bubbling action on there, which is great. We know that the yeast is alive, the bacteria is feeding. I'm going to uncover it and we can give it a quick smell here. Dirty socks comes to mind. This is where a lot of people go, oh, it's gone off, it's bad, I gotta get rid of it. No, actually, that means it's alive. This is actually a great sign. This means that the yeast is feeding, the bacteria is multiplying. That's what you're smelling, all that lactic acid the bacteria is forming. It's funky, and not like in a good way funky. This is like stinky funky, and you gotta get through the stink to get to the really good part. So I'm gonna grab another clean bowl. So you take a quarter cup of your starter. It's almost like chewing gum or taffy at this point. And we can get rid of the rest of the starter that's in here. So that was a quarter cup of the starter and a quarter cup of water. And we're also adding a little bit more of our flour mix, about a half a cup. And we'll go ahead and stir this together. And that is your daily chore for about 10, maybe up to 14 days. Of course, you cover it with plastic wrap again. And during this time, it's going to go from a stinky, smelly mess to something that has a beautiful, tangy aroma. Think buttermilk, think yogurt. And that's when you know that your starter is ready to use. And once we're at the point where our starter has matured, We really just want it to stay alive. And this is where it gets really easy, because instead of feeding it once a day, we're going to only feed it once a week. And to do that, we scoop out about a quarter cup of our starter mixture. And this time we're not using our flour blend. We're just using all-purpose flour. So half a cup of that, a quarter cup more of our distilled water. Mix it. So now this is going to sit at room temp for 5 hours. Then we're going to move it into the fridge, and it can stay in there for up to a week before you have to do this again. And the best part of sourdough is after you take a little bit of that starter and you incorporate it into a bread recipe, you can really taste the adventure that you've gone through. It's soured, it's matured, it has all these different notes in the bread itself. Even the best bakery out there with the best sourdough bread, there's something about pulling that bread out of your own oven, cutting into that amazing crust and serving it without butter, without oil, without anything. You have a flavor profile that's unlike anything else.
That was Bridget Lancaster, host of America's Test Kitchen and Cook's Country television shows, with her kitchen assistant, George. We hope this inspires you to make your own sourdough bread at home. We can help. Find a step-by-step primer on making sourdough starter, as well as many different bread recipes, on our website, splendidtable.org. We also want to see how things are going. Share your photos of the fermenting starter and all those beautiful loaves of bread you're going to bake. Find us at Splendid Table on Twitter and Instagram. For all of us at the Splendid Table, this is Chip Walton, wishing all of you good health and happy baking.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.